You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The vistas of southeast Texas do not stay unbroken for long. A gas flare, maybe, an exit ramp, a Stripes to get gas and a couple of tacos. There's usually something visible off in the distance. But there was a time when the coastal plain was a vast unbroken savanna, teeming with animals that thrived on the prairies and wetlands. Some of the creatures that lived there then are still there today, despite the changes around them. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks has more.
Going into this year's Atwater Prairie Chicken Census, John McGarra was optimistic. But when the day of the count came in early March, even he was pleasantly surprised by how many prairie chickens were out there.
It was a calm, clear, cool morning, and not only could you hear the birds for a long way, but you could see them for a long ways.
McGarra is the refuge manager of the Atwater Prairie Chicken National Refuge, over 10,000 acres of marsh and coastal prairie 70 miles south of Houston. This is the sound he's talking about. The males make it during courtship, and in the spring, you used to be able to hear it all over southeast Texas. But over the past century, as humans tilled up, paved over, or otherwise reshaped the southeast Texas prairie, the prairie chicken population plummeted. You can only find them at the refuge McGarra manages and on private land near Goliad. These days, most chickens are bred in captivity and then released at one of these sites. The results of that count in March showed that it's paying off. McGarra and his colleagues counted 178 prairie chickens, a near 30-year high. That's still not a lot of them, but it is progress, especially considering the impact of recent storms like the Tax Day flood in 2016 and then Hurricane Harvey in 2018.
They knocked us not just back to where we were, but actually down to the lowest number in the wild in history.
After Hurricane Harvey, there were also questions about how another endangered bird in southeast Texas would bounce back, the whooping crane. That recording is from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Typically, the cranes found in Texas split time between the Gulf Coast and Wood Buffalo National Park in Canada. But in April, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that two pairs of cranes were going to give it a go here full time. One set in Jefferson County, another in Chambers County.
And that's kind of an outflow of our expanding reintroduced population in southwest Louisiana.
That's Wade Harrell, whooping crane recovery coordinator for U.S. Fish and Wildlife. When the cranes broke from their original group in Louisiana and came to Texas, they became the first known whoopers in recent memory to live in Texas year-round. One pair of cranes has already hatched a set of chicks, but they didn't survive. That's not uncommon, Harrell said, but the advantage of living in Texas year-round is that the cranes can try again.
Because we have a longer, warm season, they have multiple times where they can come back and re-nest.
In order to keep the momentum for both of these birds going, Harrell and McGarra say that we'll have to continue to make more space for them. That means getting private landowners to agree to manage their land so it's hospitable for cranes and prairie chickens. That's generally a tough sell. Hosting an endangered species can mean accepting rules about what you can and can't do with your property. But McGarra says that is changing too, though.
A lot of these people that I talk to today can remember having prairie chickens on their property. They can remember hearing that booming noise in the spring. And as they look back, it's something they miss.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.